Sad that most people don't become wealthy because they feel ambivalent about wealth. They feel guilty about it.
Yes.
The secret, what's the secret? What is the secret? Napoleon Hill says if you read the book, you'll get the secret. What's the secret? The secret to wealth? The secret to wealth is you have to be 1,000% convinced that I deserve. That is the Napoleon Hill secret. Once you're convinced of that, that I deserve to be filthy rich, see, filthy. Filthy is a negative association. That's because you still have some residual guilt.
Yes, indeed.
But I deserve to be...
stinking.
No.
That's also...
Again. But I deserve to be gloriously wealthy.
Oh, you're wealthy. Wow. Oh, maybe can you
all... That is the first step to success. That's the key. The key. The key to all success. The secret of all the wealthy. Then Napoleon Hill spent years research. So they all dress it up in different ways, but the bottom line is you have to be self-centered or you won't succeed. That is klipa. You know what the Rebbe says? The exact opposite. Exact opposite. But what happens?
Direct. Well, the opposite issue is
what happens is, so what could you take from Napoleon Hill?
Okay.
You could take from Napoleon Hill tremendous lessons. If you know how, then my 99.999% of people who are going to read Napoleon Hill will take that the main thing is to be a selfish pig. And you'll be right, because that's the message he's trying to communicate. Not only that, Napoleon Hill says that we know that one of the most strongest selfish desires is the sexual desire. So he says, if in order to stimulate your selfishness for money, you have to subvert that selfish desire and channel it into the money desire. He has a whole technique on how to make you driven about money the same way you're driven by sex.
Wow.
The whole chapter in his book.
Because
you have to be driven. You have to be passionate. You have to be excited. You have to be stimulated.
Intimate.
You have to be aroused by money.
Wow. It
works. That's the secret. You have to love money. And love yourself.
Passionate. Yeah.
So, but what can you take from Napoleon Hill? That Napoleon, that Klipas, that here you have a system that Klipa devised on how to be so focused on a goal. On how to be completely focused on a goal to the exclusion of all else. How to channel all your other energies towards that goal. So what happens is, it's Givaldic. He has techniques, he has ideas, he has examples on how a person can be totally focused and channeled on their goal. But it's the wrong goal! His whole premise is corrupt, is evil, it's klipa. But the delivery systems... But in other words, I could learn from Klipa. I could learn Klipa reflects the kind of focus and determination and ability to stick to something and to look at every failure as a success and to look at all of those things that they teach you. Okay. Could be very powerful tools in the employ of Teda and Kedusha. So you have to reveal the divinity that is within each and every one of these ideas. But the substance, the premise of all these is corrupt.
No.
Was I passionate enough?
No.
Did Rebbe Rashab say the same thing in Achsuna? Did Rebbe Rashab say that people who have stronger libidos have more of an appreciation for Chesed?
You bet.
Yes. Only if they don't act upon it. Because if they channel, if they act upon it, then they're as far away from it as you can get. If they don't act upon it, but they're struggling with it, and they take that, they have that passion, they have that, they're sensitive, they're aware, they're on edge, they're
excited.
their nerve endings are tingling, okay? They're much more sensitive, much more aware, much more passionate. And then so to the other you can see b'mochus that those people are take the chassidus much better. So you have the same concept. The same concept in Teir Sholem that you have Lahavdil and Napoleon Hill. But in Teir Sholem he says you have to subvert the sexual drive to, in order to gain a great appreciation and sensitivity for godliness. And in Napoleon Hill he teaches you how to subvert your sexual drive in order to make more money. Same there?
I'm sure it's one and the same. Nowadays.
So how does it help you, Yerushalayim, to...
I don't know if you're going to answer this right now, but... You said earlier they're motivated by their loyalty to
self-help. The problem is that their perception of loyalty to Torah is...
They
were taught that how are you loyal to the Torah? The way you're loyal to the Torah is by focusing on doing the best for yourself spiritually. They're looking out for number one. Look out for number one spiritually instead of materially. But it's still the basic premise is looking out for numero uno.
This is your turn.
Yeah. The difference is that Nigla naturally makes you feel Nigla naturally feeds your arrogance and you have to work on yourself to be bottled. Chassidus naturally fuels your bittle and you have to work on yourself to be arrogant. But if you work on yourself you can be successful. It's not like that. You know what I mean? You work on yourself, you can be successful.
You gotta do myself.
Can be done. It's doable.
Right, so you don't
have a technique for that?
Oh, yeah, did it up, mama.